Grain futures, we are mostly lower on the on the grain trade, except for Chicago wheat up slightly, Kansas wheat down slightly. Ratings yesterday afternoon on the first USDA crop condition report, pretty lousy. One of the worst ratings for this time of year going back, well, since COVID, frankly. Yet the trade is not responding to the upside to that because there is rain in the forecast. For later this week, early into next week, they seem fairly confident about this rain, never mind the prior rains that never turned into anything, but that's the way it is in a drought. It always rains in a drought. You know, it just never rains enough. So they may or may not get this rain or get a few sprinkles to settle the dust on the gravel road for 3 hours, and the grain trade will be happy and then head higher. But for that trade, we're mixed right now after having been lower. Soybeans and corn, they're drifting lower despite crude oil prices being higher. Grain trade has slowed down since the Middle Eastern crisis has really magnified itself here as of late. You know, Iran's not buying any grain. Iraq's not getting anything done. And so we are experiencing expected slowing trade here on export sales later this week. Plus, we have another crop report out this Thursday. It's the WASDE April supply-demand numbers, pretty much a non-event. On a scale of 1 to 10, last week's report was an 11. This one is a 4. And so with that, soybeans and corn still softer on the day. May contract on corn down 5, 449. July lower by 5.25, 460. December corn slipping back below 480 today. We're down 4.75 cents, 478.25 in the soybeans. We find May off 8.5 cents, 11.58 1/4, but we're still inside the trading range of the last 3 weeks. Nothing dramatic, just pinballing between highs and lows of about a 25-cent range. July beans down 8.5, 11.74 3/4. November beans down 6.75 to 11.50 1/2. Wheat, Chicago, it is up 1.5 on the July, 6.08, up 1.25 for September new crop, 6.21. Over in Kansas City, July down a penny, 6.22 3/4. Minneapolis, May down 2.5 cents. We are at 6.42. July off 2.5, 6.56 1/4. September new crop down 2.25, 6.72 1/4. Cattle futures, we are softer on the session except for April. Obviously, the concerns about Taco Tuesday tonight. Trump always chickens out. Will he or will he not bomb Iran back to the Stone Age or ending their civilization as threatened? We don't know. He usually always gives an off ramp last minute. Cattle market, a little spooked on it right now, except for April, which is in delivery, up 35 cents at 248.37. June off $1.07, 245.95. August giving up 67 cents, 242.20. The box beef numbers down slightly here today. April feeder cattle down 267, 369.35. May is off 355, 366.80. August feeders down 372, 366.10. In the hogs, June down 75 cents, 106.95. July off 32, 109.62. And of course, the metals were mixed right now. Gold up $14, $4,699. Silver down 64 cents, 72.20. Bitcoin off $1,075 on the April contract, $68,870 last. And in the crude oil market, we did bump up to $117.63 earlier today, drifting off that high now by a little over $3. We are up $1.91, $114.31. June crude oil at $100 even right now, up $1.53. Gasoline for May up a penny, $3.31 3/4, while diesel fuel for May up 20.5 cents a gallon, $4.53.5. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.